Hello and welcome to the Spicecast, the podcast where we talk about spices and spicy moments in our everyday lives. I'm your host, Ruben, and this is going to be another Spice Oddities episode. Hopefully the last for a little while. We're going to be talking about Korarima. Korarima, which is also known as Ethiopian cardamom or false cardamom, is the brown seed of the Aphromomum korarima plant, which is in the ginger family. I'm covering this particularly at this moment because I'm hoping that next month is going to be cardamom month on the Spicecast. So please get your cardamom questions in. Send them to podcast@thespicecast.com if you have them. We already got quite a few questions, so we're excited to answer those on the show. And Dee will be back joining me for the cardamom episode next month. But in the meantime, let's talk a little bit about Korarima, or false cardamom, or Ethiopian cardamom. The Korarima plant is closely related to grains of paradise, and the two are sometimes confused, but they're not the same spice. So if somebody sells you Korarima under the name of grains of paradise, they have their plants confused, and you should probably look elsewhere for your Korarima. Korarima is native to eastern Africa. Generally, the fruits are harvested from wild plants, and then the dried fruits are ground to extract the seeds for culinary or medicinal use. However, they're also cultivated in Ethiopia and Eritrea. Korarima is said to be similar to green cardamom in taste, and it's used in many spice mixtures in Ethiopian and Eritrean cuisine in particular, including berbere, mitmita, and awaze, among others. And each of these spice blends warrants its own episode, so look out in the future for a Spicecast series on spice blends. But a brief summary, berbere is used in rubs for meats, in stews, in grain dishes, and in many other places in Eritrean and Ethiopian cooking. Mitmita is used as a condiment similar to black pepper, and is particularly used in the raw meat dish kitfo, and it can also be sprinkled on top of bean dishes and, you know, plenty of other uses, but those are some of the most common ones. Awaze is often used as a condiment for dipping meat, so it's just sort of a spice that you dip meat into, but it can also be added to stews and many other dishes as well. Back to Korarima itself, Korarima is used to flavor coffee, and like cardamom, Korarima can be used to flavor desserts, so a cake or cookies made with Korarima could be a delicacy. In Ethiopian traditional medicine, Korarima is used in various tonics that aim to aid in digestion. So the primary aid that Korarima is professed to have is in digestion and as a laxative. That's just a few of the many things that Korarima can be used for. If you have another use for Korarima, or if you've tried it in Ethiopian or Eritrean food, please write into us at podcast@thespicecast.com or on Facebook at The Spicecast Podcast or on Twitter at The Spicecast. We'd love to hear what you have to say about Korarima or cardamom. And be ready for another episode next month on not false cardamom, but true cardamom, featuring myself and special guest Dee. Until then, I've been your host, Ruben, on episode 54 of the Spicecast, Spice Oddities, Korarima. Talk to you next time.